The Minister for Justice is to strengthen the law against hate crimes and hate speech with the aim of making it easier to secure convictions in the courts. Helen McEntee said the proposed legislation would strike a balance between safeguarding free speech and being victim-centred.
Stanley Aguzier vividly remembers when he came face to face with a stranger's hate in Dublin city centre.
Started yelling and calling me names, you know, using the N-word or leave this country. He even said it, I hate you. Like, the worst part was when he threw, you know, spit on me, and the best thing I could do at that time was to leave that particular environment. But leaving that environment, those words, those names didn't leave my mind.
Ireland does not currently have hate crime legislation, but it is expected this year. Today, the Minister for Justice said she was amending her approach to the long-promised bill by including a demonstration test in addition to a motivation test in order to make it easier to secure prosecutions.
For a demonstration test is that you demonstrate hatred. So, for example, you might have somebody that leaves a bar, could be an LGBTI bar, for example. An individual follows them, is shouting homophobic slurs and then attacks them. You're demonstrating by your words and your actions.
We very much welcome the legislation. It is an area of focus for us because it is a pretty devastating crime for people.
Many civil liberties and minority groups welcomed today's announcement, but some cautioned that they will be examining the published bill to ensure there is no impact on freedom of speech.
The most important goal here, though, must not be to secure more convictions. It must be to prevent hate crime happening and to assist our agencies, such as An Garda Síochána, in shaping an effective response to the problem of hate crime.
Under the provisions, new versions of existing offences attracting extra penalties would be created if these offences were motivated by prejudice against a protected characteristic of the victim.